Blog Talk Radio.
Lord. This is Evangelist Ben Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Coming from Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, I am. Giving God the honor and giving God the praise this afternoon. God is a good God. We need to praise him all the time, morning, noon, and night. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Do you want people to praise you? You want people to thank you? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. When you do something for them, and they don't say thank you, well, they could have said thank you. They could have said this. What about Jesus? He died for our sins. My God. We don't want to praise him. You got to learn how to praise him. He kept your way open. Praise him, fool. Put food on your table. Praise him. My God, my God, the way things are now, my God, my God, he need all the praise, morning, noon, and night. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, I'm coming from Memphis, Tennessee. My God, my God. I'm dealing with, I want to see Jesus face to face. Nothing else matters. You know, it's getting down to the, why now? It's getting down to the nitty-gritty. I believe we in the tribulation time. Woo! I sure do. It's time to wake up and smell the coffee. Time to wake up and smell the roses. We've been dragging our feet. Talking, well, we're talking about Jesus coming and he haven't come yet. Yeah, but some people not here. How you know you're gonna be here when he comes? It doesn't matter. That doesn't mean he's not coming. Because he has not come yet, but he's coming. He give us time to get ourselves together, get our house in order, get all that hatred and malice out of your heart. Have a forgiving spirit. Apologize to people that you need to apologize for. And I don't want to hear that part. I don't have nothing to apologize for. And then another thing, praise you say, I'm not going to apologize. Okay. When you face that judgment seat, when they face you on the, tap you on your shoulder, what you going to do then? My God, my God. My God, my God. My God, my God. I want to see Jesus face to face. No matter what, nothing else matters. We got to lay it all down on the line. This thing is tight. It's getting tight. It's getting tighter and tighter. And we're dragging our feet. Think we're so smart. Think we own this and that. It's better be. It's burning time. got to run. It's running time. It used to be, you know, you take your time. Well, you never could take your time. But some of us thought we could take our time. Well. But now it's running time. It's running time. With this virus going around, honey, it's running time. It's running time. We need to get our house in order right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till 200 minutes from now. Do it right now. Do it right now. Give your heart to the Lord. It's bad to be saved, not saved. It's bad to be not saved when Jesus Christ comes. It's when death, that cold death, tap you on the shoulder. What if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? Is it worth it? What if you gain everything in life that you want? Everything. I'm talking about everything. And that cold death touches you one day. They tap you on your shoulder. And you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior. What then? Think about it. Do you know Jesus? Honey, you got to. I want to meet him. I'm serious. I want to meet Jesus one day. You think I'm going through all this hell down on this earth, taking all the yah from people? And they say people say anything they want to say to you now. You know that. You know, young and old. And you think, I don't want to see Jesus. You think I want to go to hell? My Lord, what is popular man that began the whole world and lose his soul? What does it profit you if you get that man that will take that woman from her husband, and take that husband from his wife? Oh, what? Okay, what have you gained? Death don't tap you on your shoulder one day. And then what about that? Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Well, you know, as long as things are flying, things going easy, we're this and that. But when trouble comes, don't we holler at Jesus? You let me about to hit a telephone pole, about to hit somebody. Oh, Jesus, mercy. He called Jesus in a minute. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Oh, Jesus. Uh-huh. Yes. I want to see Jesus face to face. Nothing in between. Nothing that else matters. I'm running for my life, and I can't tarry. Hey, glory. I can't tarry. Well, all I don't have, Lord. And what all I need to do, Lord, help me, give me the sense to do it. Who all I need to apologize to, Lord, give me sense to apologize. Let stuff get out the way. If I've done any sin in my life, Lord, forgive me. Clean me up. My God, my God. I want to see your face, Jesus. I want to see your face. Hey, glory, glory, glory. I don't know where death lies, but oh, Jesus, I want to meet you one day. Hallelujah. I want to meet you one day. Hey, 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 hey. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He's saying, oh, God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, it's time to give our life to the Lord. Time to get saved. Time to call on Jesus. Time to let Jesus be our Savior. Oh, oh, time to put old stuff, put it under our feet. Put it, throw it over our shoulder. And say, that's it. No more. No more. No more. No more. No more. Not anymore. Oh, God. My God, my God. Yeah, this is Imagine Better Heaven. Can you see the possibility broadcast? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Come you from Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, yes, Lord. Pray for me. Oh, God. Pray for me. My God, my God. Oh, my Lord, what I'm going to do now? I'm trying to get something right. Oh, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, God. I'm going to play another song. God will take care of you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, God.
Dismayed. God will take care. Of you, beneath his wings, beneath his wings of love abides.
Tell you, I'm talking about, I want to see Jesus face to face, nothing else matters. Don't you want to see Jesus face to face, nothing else matters? We want nothing else matters. There ain't no lie on that. Won't nothing else matter when you face Jesus. It's all about Jesus. You and Jesus. My God, my God. I'm going to read, say Matthew the 16th chapter. And the 26th verse. I'm going to read this. For what if a man profit if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? The soul is something that's... We sell our soul for a new car, a new home, a new husband, a new wife, a new church. My God, my God. Oh, Jesus. My Lord, my Lord. We do. Okay. Here with Philippians. Okay, 3:12-14. Philippians 3:12-14. It's coming from the New Testament, King James Version. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. My Lord, I press toward the mark. We got to press. Lord Jesus got to press toward the... Our eyes got to be on Jesus. Our eyes got to be on Jesus. Our eyes got to be on Jesus. Can't be on anything else. Yeah, I got to focus on one thing, Jesus. My Lord. 13th, what it say? Brother, and I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Forget what you left behind. Forget what is behind. Forget what you should have done behind. Forget it. Yes. Okay. And reach forth unto those things which are before Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, my. My Lord, my Lord. My Lord. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's a pressing way, Lord. The way is not easy. But God didn't say it'd be easy. He said he's going to be with us. He said, oh, the journey's going to be easy. Oh, you know, it's going to be so easy. No. It's hell. But God said, I'll be with you in the fire. I will be with you as you go through the water, the blood. I'll be with you. He didn't say you won't go through. He won't say. He didn't say there'd be no fire burning. He didn't say there'd be no river to cross. My God, my God. Hey, glory. But he let us know, I will never leave you. Hallelujah. And I will never forsake you or command me to forsake you. Lady, didn't he leave you? Woman, didn't that man leave you? Man, didn't that woman leave you? Man, didn't no children leave you? Woman, didn't no children leave you? God would never leave you. He would never forsake you. There's nothing too hard for him. You can't make him too mad. You know, human beings get mad. Oh, I ain't gonna never do this. And I'm not gonna never do that. Well, not Jesus. God not gonna say, no, you did. No, when we do something wrong, I'm not gonna forgive you. I'm not forget this. No, I'm not. I'm through with you. I'm through with you. Oh, we can depend on the Lord. We can depend on him. Cry out to him. God has compassion. Man does not have compassion, but the Lord has compassion. He has compassion. That faith. He has compassion. Man doesn't have compassion. Get in the way in a minute. In a minute, because if you don't do it that way, they let you down. I knew, you know, when you're going through, I didn't have a car. A lot of times, I rode the bus for many years. And I had a car, and the car went down, and you know how it goes, and you got your car parked, but I found out, well, let me, you know, have it parked in your apartment, behind your apartment, you know, you can't let a car that's not running stay, you know, parking lot, you know, in front of your, you know, in your apartment parking lot. And, you know, you had to let it go. You had to set it or else get away from there. But I found out one thing, but I didn't know any better. I should have kept on working with it until I got it repaired, you know. But I didn't understand. I thought, yeah, Josh, I want to bless you with a car. I thought he ready to do it right then and there. So the car wasn't running, and we had to move it. And so I stole the car. Jesus, it was years before I got me another car. My God, I was getting the car that he wanted me to have. Not just any car, but the car he said he wanted me to drive. And so, you know, so it took, God is long-winded. He's good. He right on time. But he's long-winded, too. But even in that long winter, he on time, though. Yes, he is. Not all time, but he is on time. My Lord. So, no. I've got my thought. And so, so I got that car. I finally got that car. I got a car in transportation. But God is long winning, and I want you all to remember that. The Lord is long winning. Something he does fast, and something he long winning now. And I know I'm telling the truth. Some of y'all can bow your head to that. If not, raise your hands and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. So that is the truth. But he's a good, sweet God. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's always on time. Not our time, but he's on time. When it's time for us, when it's time for that time to come to pass, he's right on time. Right on time. Right on the dot. Right on the point. Right on time. He never miss a date. He never miss a week. He never missed a month of the year. He know exactly what he going to do. I tell you, too, we serving a mighty God. We serving a mighty God. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, I want to face him face. I want to meet Jesus face to face. I'm pressing. My eyes is on the prize, Christ Jesus. I can't look behind me. I can't. Oh, Jesus. So, you know, behind me is gone. My God, I got to look in front of me, and that's over you all too. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And we're going to pray, we're going to pray, we're going to pray, we're going to pray. Yes, Lord, that's what he want me to do is pray. And you know, now, you know, we're in the midst of hurricane. What's that? Is it hurricane? We're in the midst of hurricane season. It's supposed to be a hurricane for the hit towards New Orleans. But, you know, don't wait till a storm comes. Don't wait till the tornado about to hit the spot where you are or the city where you sitting living in. Don't wait until the tornado about to hit your state. Pray before it happens. All this happens. We wait till something like that happens. Oh Jesus, call Jesus before this thing happens. Call on it. Maybe if you call on him, he might be turned a different way. Maybe had it going another way. But we wait till the last minute. We call on him. But God ruined the last minute, too. But the tornado and the hurricane, you know, it's something. It's something. It's scary. It's scary. I know it's in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Call on him. My Lord, we're going to pray, Father. In the name of Jesus, come against that hurricane, Lord. Turn that thing around, twist it up and twist it down and twist it around. But God, do your thing in the name of Jesus. Whatever your will be, do it for years and protect the people. Lord, they got to leave their homes. And Lord, help them. Help them. Give them strength, Lord. Give them strength. Be with them, Lord. Be with them. Be with them. Be with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Be with them. Lift the heavy burden. Lift the worry from them, Lord. Let them know. Give it to you. Give it to you. You're able to protect people in hurricanes. Because you're able to protect people during the midst of tornadoes. You're able to protect people in the midst of storms, in the midst of heavy rain, in the midst of downflow of rain. If you look at the river rising, you're able to save. You're able to deliver. Move in your behalf. Move, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless the people that tuned me in. Those that tuned me in, the sound of my voice. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Hallelujah. Bless them. Bless their body. Bless their body. Bless their home. Bless their children in the name of Jesus. Bless their finances, Father, in the name of Jesus. 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 Bless the bereavement, Lord, that have lost loved ones. Lord, let them raise down, they bow down head, Lord. Oh, the hard, heavy, lift the heavy burden in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the school kids. Oh, God. Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. Oh, intervene with the school children. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Intervene with the school children. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Help, help, help. Hallelujah. Help, Lord. Help. Help, Jesus. Help, Lord. Help, Holy Spirit. Help. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sickness everywhere. Oh, sickness everywhere, Lord. Infirmity in the body, Lord. I come against the infirmity in all different bodies. Different ailments, Lord. Touch every ailment, Lord, on the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus. Move, touch, and let them feel your power. Let them feel your anointing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Anoint me to pray for them. Anoint me to speak the word that you will have me to speak over them, Father, in the name of Jesus. As this broadcast go forth, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's only you, Lord. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's no more I but you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's you, Jesus. Move, and deliver, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch. Encourage hearts. Encourage hearts. Oh, bring family back together again. Move in that family, in that marriage. Oh, men and back together again. Knit that marriage back together again. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Those cancer cells, cancer everywhere, all kinds of cancer, Lord. In the name of Jesus. The very core of it. Oh, Father, destroy those cancer cells, Lord. Dry them up. Dry those cancer cells up, Lord. Those different tumors, Lord. Tumors everywhere, different parts of the body. Dry the tumors up, Lord. Cut the blood flow. I cut the blood flow in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You can hear. You can hear. Lord, you can hear in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Bless, Lord. Arthritis. In the name of Jesus. Bronchitis too, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Joint pain. The joint. Oh, God. Give them what to do, how to, what to buy, where to go, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord. There's many ways you can heal, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Do a supernatural miracle on the Father. In the sound around the sound of my voice. Just let your anointing touch the body. Let your anointing touch that spot where it is. Let your anointing touch the body, Lord. In the night, see. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, touch and move. Move in the night, see. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, you know, we need to cry out to him. Oh, Jesus. What else can you say? Sometimes you can't even get the words out. All things you say, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. That's the only thing you can say. So much going on. So much going on. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. This is Betty Harris. When you see the prosperity broadcast. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, I'm talking about I want to see Jesus face to face. Nothing else matters. Yeah, when that cold death tap you on the shoulder. You ain't talking, you're not going to think about mama, dad, or whoever. It's only you. It's just you just have one soul. One soul. My God, it's you. It's you and Jesus. We want to meet him. Give your heart to the Lord. Accept Jesus as your Savior. Oh, don't leave this world without Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, let him touch you. Let him feel you. Oh, accept him in your heart. Accept him as your Savior. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, save him. Turn his heart to you. Turn his heart to you, Lord. Turn his heart to you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch the heart. Touch the mind. Change the mind. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. But one day we got to go away. One day we got to leave this world. Oh, Jesus, we have to leave it. Oh, we want to leave it with Jesus. Oh, God, I want to meet you. I want to meet you. In the name of Jesus, I want to meet I want to meet you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm going away.
Oh, God.
Eternally, a special place prepared just for me. I'm going away.
blown away.
I'm going to see him face to face. Face to face. Somebody you love, you want to see him face to face. All right, this is Ben Betty Harris. I want to see Jesus face to face, nothing else, man. We got to put down those things we think is so important. I can't live without it. Y'all, well, I do this and do that. I can't live without her. I can't live without him. I can't live without this job. I can't live without this house. Oh, yes, you can. It's just material thing. Just Jesus, the everlasting person, the ever something that's going to last eternity. I can't give up this. I can't give up that. I don't know what I do without him. I don't know what I do without her. I don't know what I do without them. Oh, yeah. Get in Jesus. He let you know what you can do. A lot of stuff we need to do for the Lord, kingdom work. And we sitting back holding our hand and rubbing our hand together and scratching our head. And God want to get on the battlefield. He want to get out there in the field doing whatever he wants you to do. And many of the things he wants you to do. But nobody got that so bad. Well, I don't want to be a preacher. I don't want to be a missionary. I don't want to be a pastor. No, you want something easy. But if they said you're going to be a singer, that's a singer. They're going to travel all the world. That's fine. If they said you're going to be a famous blues singer, yeah, you're right. This is a visit program. But some people, they have a choice. Some of them have given up holiness, given up things of the Lord, and gone after the world. Use their voice for the world. They don't want to see them. Oh, that'd be fine. But when you talking about coming straight down where the rubber meets the road, where you have to serve God, you have to go through. We don't want to go through. But Jesus went through. We want the flower bed easy, and you're not going to have it. So you can wake up and smell the coffee, smell the roses, because you're not going to live on a flower bed of ease. And even if you don't serve the Lord, the devil don't live, you still going to have problems. The devil not going to let you live, or he's going to give you problems. Until you have to turn to the Lord, if not, the Lord will whoop you half to death. He will use you. He will use you to use you and throw you down and throw you away. And then you have to call on the Lord. I bet if you know, some people are so stubborn, they still don't call on the Lord. I don't believe this. I don't believe that's true. when you face the devil. It's not a thing you say you don't believe. You will believe it. You know that's a God. You know the name of Jesus. I'll tell you, when you get sick by them in an accident, you call on Jesus. But then you call on Jesus, a Lord, or they say, Lord, have mercy. You're going to call on Jesus. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord, help me. You're going to let that name ring some which way. Whatever form of name, whatever name you call the Lord, you're going to call him. You're going to call out to him. Because you know that's the only one that can help you. I'm playing games. Don't want to do this, don't want to do that, don't want to serve the Lord. God has blessed you. No, but when you put your eyes on Jesus, you can't put your eyes on things. You got to put your eyes on Jesus. Put your eyes on things. You forget things. You get Jesus. And, give me this fine home. Give me this fine church. Give me this fine car. See, when you put your eyes on material things, that's what you get. But no, see, God give you all these things too. Seek you the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added unto you. Seek him first. We don't want to seek him. No, that's working. It's working seeking the Lord. It's work. It's work. It's work. Don't seek the Lord. You want $1 million. You want $1 billion, and you don't want to pray but 15 minutes a day, or maybe five. And you want God to bless you $1 billion, and then here you don't do nothing, don't help anybody, and you don't try to serve, and you don't try to pray for people. Don't go to the nursing home. Don't go to the hospital. But now it's limited. But before things got bad, you still didn't want to go. I don't have time. Listen, we saw human nature is something else. We want everything on a silver platter. We want everything. I did better when I was in the world. Mm-mm. And then the time you get saved, all the trouble hit you. I did better when I was unsaved. Uh-huh. That's the way that the enemy got you, so he can get you right back and send your soul to hell. God is right there to help you. No, you're right. If you make a step forward, y'all would be right there. Come on, tell you, come on, I'm here, come on. Tell that new little baby when you're trying to walk, the mama, the dad, or whoever talking to him, come on, I'm here, come on, come on. He be telling us, come on. Oh, Lord, it's so hard, so hard. God tell us, come on, come on, I'm here, come on. But I can't make it, Lord, I can't make it. Oh, God said, come on, come on, come on. Just like a mama. That was her child when he first started walking. He trying to, they'd be stumbling and falling and getting back up. Get back up. Come on. John, get up. Get back up. Mama's here. Dad is here. That's what the Lord does us. Oh, Lord. That's what the Lord does us. But we don't want to go through nothing. He does us like that. Get up. Get up. I'm here. That's all right. Get up. Get up. You can make it. Come on. I'm here. I'm here. That's what he tells us. I'm here. Oh, I'm going back. No, you come too far to turn around. You come too far to go back. Come on, I'm here. Come on, come on. Yeah, we're on a balcony. We're on the side. Better eat. Don't want to do nothing. Don't want to go through nothing. You know, we ought to come up with that. Don't want to go through a thing. Well, I was thinking about labor pain. If women didn't have to, some women, they didn't have to go through labor pain. They wouldn't go through labor pain. All y'all women feel like that. Say amen. If they didn't have to go through labor pain, some men would not go through labor pain. And they didn't. If their baby could be born without them having no labor pain. Oh, yeah. But they got to push. You got to push. You got to push. Oh, God. We got to push. We got to push. We got to push. Oh, God. Just hang on in it. Hang on. My Lord. I'm not giving up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Come on, come on, come on. Lord, right there. The Lord right there. He wants you to come. Come, come. I know it's rough. That's all right. I'm here to lighten the load. Come on, come on. Now I'm getting almost begging. Come on, come on, come on. I don't know. I don't know, Jesus. I don't know. This is rough. Come on. God, right there, big, almost begging. Come on, come on, my child. Come on. Take it easy. Easy. Come on, come on. thank you, too. We're human beings, something else. You know that. We are something else. My Lord. This is better heaven. When you see the prosperity broadcast. Yeah, my top today, I want to see Jesus face to face. No matter what the, what is it? Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Yes, Lord. God is good. Oh. Philippians. All right. Let me see, Jesus. I hear me now. Philippians 3:12-14. This part, and you know, I heard this two times today. I said, Lord, there must be a confirmation. Brother, and I tell myself to have apprehension. But the one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And Philippians 3:14 says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. My Lord. Got to press toward the mark. The high calling of Jesus. Press toward the high calling. My Lord. Let me pray another time. It's up to you. My God. Oh. Yes, Lord. It's up to you. Praise the Lord. It's up to you.
And I will bless.
And I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Yes, Lord. My Lord.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh yes, for a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but we couldn't stay there. And God, pray now.
We fall down,
oh,
but we get up. We fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but we
yeah.
get up.
Yeah, get up.
We fall down,
oh my,
but
my,
my.
We get back up again.
For a saint,
yes,
a
oh, yes. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we
stay now.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do that.
We
rise back up again.
For the
Yes, yes, yes. You know, you fall down, but you got to get up. Don't just lay there. No, it's all, don't just wallow in it. Well, I made a mistake. So you made a mistake. Get up and ask God to forgive you. Get on up the King's Highway. So what? You're not the only one that made a mistake. You're not the only one. You want me to pray? You're not the friend. You want me to lay. So get up from there. Just trying and fit inside. But say, get on up from there. And ask God to forgive you. Get on up there. Do what God wants you to do. Do what God wants you to do. He's soon to come. Do what he wants you to do. You're up there complaining. You can't do this. You can't do that. It's this and that. Yeah, people gonna talk. They gonna talk. What that man was, that man, that lady was on the program for years. People gonna talk. Church folks gonna talk. And if you've been in church all my life, they, honey, you don't need to go out in the world. I don't know what you're going out in the world for. You just, what you can find right there in the church. Right there. You only here. You don't need to go anywhere. It's right there in the church. You have to pray much. They talk about you. They do whatever they want to do. Yeah, they talk, run their mouth all the time. Just in season, out of season, nine and not nine. Yes, church folks. You have to talk. You have to talk. You have to say what you have to say according to your crowd you run with. I run with the Christian crowd. They say they're Christian. I don't run with heathen. I don't run with prostitutes. I don't run with dope addicts. I run with people that they say they are Christian people and they church-going people. Those are the ones I'm running with. But, honey, I'm telling you the truth. Honey, that's a story to tell. That's a story to tell. I tell you the truth. That's a story to tell. Honey, but if you keep your eyes on Jesus, keep your eyes on Jesus, keep your eyes on from the choir stand to the pulpit, from the pulpit to the back door. You better keep your eyes on Jesus. You hear me? Keep your eyes on Jesus toward the mark of the high calling. Yes, I know. My God, my God. Philippians, the third chapter and the 13th verse. Brethren, I count myself to have apprehended. But that one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. And Christ, press toward the mark. You got to press. That's a high calling. We're reaching for a high calling. A high calling. Thank you, Lord. It's not a low calling. It's a high calling. A high calling. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, myself. My Lord, my Lord. One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God is the high calling. Press toward the mark. Because, you know, you can lose your soul right in church. Right in church. Lose your soul in church. Everybody in church is not saved. Everybody in church not filled the Holy Ghost. And everybody in church don't want to be saved. That's the bottom line. But, honey, but God will separate the wheat from the tare. You just do what you're supposed to do. You just stay saved. And keep your eyes on Jesus, the high prize, the high calling. My God, my God. God know his people. He know his people. He got in them. He didn't say this world gonna be easy. He said he's gonna be with us. But my Lord, sickness and in health. My God. He by your side. Trust him. Yeah, my topic is I want to see Jesus. Face to face. Nothing else matter. Nothing else matter. I don't know. I always have said this ever since I've been on air, off and on. When you face death, ain't no such thing as my mama did this and my daddy did this and so-and-so didn't speak to me and I don't care and he took my husband or she took my wife, vice versa, whatever way you want to put it. When you facing that cold death, it's only you and Jesus. You ain't sitting by nothing. We need to get this mess together. All this mess, it doesn't even matter. bickering and arguing. When you face, you want to face Jesus face to face. Okay, but Jesus, when you stand before the judgment seat, stand before the judgment seat, well, you know, they didn't like me. They talk about me. Uh-huh. And you know, all that kind of stuff, petty stuff. It is so petty when you, it's so petty when it comes to death meeting you at the door. It is so petty. I never get that man was in, and he was a movie producer. He was a movie producer, and he said, and he had some type of army down through the years and whatever. But he said, so he was sick, he was dying. He said, that doesn't matter now. It doesn't. He said, what happened? He said, it doesn't matter. Then you thought, oh, I just can't live without this. I can't live with this. I can't live without, I can't do this. Oh, I can't go here. No, this and that. Always yes, no, and no. Always excuse. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't go this way. When you face that cold death, it won't matter. And I believe it down in the bottom of my heart. It won't matter. That's why I try to die daily. You get sick and miss all the time. Just a hand, just a little bit of miss. Miss, miss, miss. You get sick and miss. And folks dying. People need food and stuff. You always need to some miss. Sick and miss. I know God tired of it too. You know, trying to help somebody. When you face Jesus face to face, you want to meet him. You want to meet him. I do. I'm not going through all this hell and high water over down in this earth. And then I won't be able to make it in. It's too much. Now that is too much for me. Too much. Too much. Too much. Yes. 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 My Lord. My Lord. This is Bad Better Half from Memphis, Tennessee. You can call this number if you want to call for prayer. It's 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. My Lord, my Lord. You can write me on, I got Catch App. You can do a Catch App for me. Dollar. SISCHRIST. Sis Harry. You can do a Catch App if you want to. Praise the Lord. I got it. On my Facebook, on my broadcast, on my each episode I do time, I started doing a Catch App. I just started, just getting familiar with Catch App. But until things go wrong, it's one of the best ways to do that. Catch App, and you always can do your mail, Catch App and Giveify. Those are the two ways I send money. Catch App and Giveify. I pay my tithes and offering, I do Giveify. And then if I want to bless somebody, I do a Cash App, if they got a Cash App application. Honey, it saves you some steps and stuff. So that's why I do mine. That's why I do mine. But I'm talking about time today is, see Jesus, face to face, nothing else matters. My Lord, my Lord. Nothing else matters. You know, we in this thing together. You know, I know, when are we going to wake up and say, you know, and just, you know, you have to want Jesus. You have to want him. God know play toy. He know if you really want him or not. Want him. Seek me. Seek me with all your heart. You got to seek the Lord out of our heart. Put down everything, but wanting more of Jesus. More of Jesus. My Lord, my Lord. Different things have come my way. I look, small things, you know, something you've been thinking about or whatever is dropping your lap, you know. And then that's what I want to say. If you haven't been paying tithes in your office, give your church a donation. Give something to the church. Just go day by day and pay day. And you don't give the church nothing. I don't care. Y'all got some holy men. He got holy women. Now everybody not cooking. Pay your tithes and your offerings. Give a donation. The church, you got to pay. You got to pay the mortgage. You got to pay for life. Yeah, you up there all time running your mouth and I don't do this and that and don't try to give God people anything. The building. The building needs lights and stuff. You know, and now since now those that have gone back into the church, they have to wipe stuff down over and over again. It takes money. You got to, that stuff is high. It gets higher and higher. You got to wipe everything down. Wipe it down. Wipe it down good. Wipe it down good. You got to wipe. It takes money to buy the wipe. People enjoying stuff, enjoying the program at home by internet and their phone and stuff and Google and stuff. And you don't think nothing about the church. But yet we Christian folks. How you feel nobody give you anything? You could get a hold of anything. Your bills due and nobody give you anything. There's no way to get money and stuff. You know, just like you can't depend on folks. You know, you can't depend on people. You have to pray through. God just got to meet the need. And he does. But yeah, God led me and blessed me and said that. Give your tithes and your offering. Give a donation. Give something. Just hold that money. They pay month by month. No, you know what? I don't even want to hear all this stuff. Well, so-and-so, I don't even want to hear. If you tell me you're not able or you don't want to and this and that, no, I don't want to hear what you got to say. I really don't. It's between you and Jesus, good. Because I definitely do not want to hear. That doesn't even make sense. You spend more money on hamburgers or clothes or doing this and doing that. And then, you know, yeah, you got to have someone. Who gonna bury you? You need, you know, when you die, what you get, you know, it's a mess when it comes to money. Folks, it's something like, yeah, I thank the Lord. I give. I really do. And then I just, it's a mess. But I'm dealing with it. I want to meet Jesus face to face. Nothing else matters. My Lord, nothing else matters. We're going to pray, Father. And I know, I see the thunder and lightning. Now I see to hear the thunder. But the hurricane for the hit New Orleans, and they're supposed to come up to towards Memphis by Monday or Tuesday. We're going to pray. Praise the Lord and the people leaving parts of New Orleans and part of Louisiana. So praise the Lord. We're going to pray. Yeah, our mind is on them, and never know. You know, it's something. It's more than a notion when you have to leave your house when the water is high and storm and lightning and tornadoes and hurricane. Oh, yes, we're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. You see the people down in Louisiana. You see them. You see them. You see this hurricane about to hit. Hit, Lord. Turn it around. Holy Ghost, work in that hurricane. Work in that speed. Work in the speed, Lord. Working it, how many miles per hour? Working it, Holy Spirit. Working it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shield and protect the people. Lord, shield and protect, Lord. Move in by your spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take fear away. Take fear away. You're able to protect. You're able to shelter. You're able to let live. You're able to lift up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You're able, Lord. To shelter, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Encourage their heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save them. Those who are not saved, save them. Touch their heart. Touch their mind. Save them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So many of them got to leave their home. Encourage their heart, Lord. Raise up the bowed down head, Father. And some gas station out of gas, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Move in that situation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let me be able to take, Lord, all that medicine and what they need to take with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I don't think we can say, Lord, bless, and intervene. Name of Jesus. Intervene. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Life is not a bed of roses, I know that. It's not a bed of roses, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Not a bed of roses. It's something else, you see. Amazing grace. It's an amazing grace. Praise the Lord. Amazing. Amen. Lord, oh, thank Jesus. My Lord, my Lord. Let us give God the honor, give God the praise this afternoon. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I know, hey, just the church. Oh, yes, just say amen. At the church, say amen. Praise the Lord.
Let that the church sang.
Say, say, say.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it so.
Let the church
say, say,
say.
Oh.
Let the church
let the whole church
say, say, say.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Well, 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 well. Let the church.
Let the church say.
Let the church say. To die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does.
From Memphis, Tennessee. You asked to better have. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. There was, and on my top of the day, I want to meet Jesus face to face. Nothing else matters. Nobody else matters. Nothing else matters. I just want to meet Jesus face to face. It's rough. But God promised to never leave you and never forsake you. And he is no, he's not a God that he should lie. My Lord. Okay, St. Matthew 16:26. I had it down. But what is a prophet? What if a man, and what is a man prophet if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You know, y'all know, God, we do a lot of things. We don't want to sell a lot. You know, just like we going to live forever. Some of the, you know, we're going to live forever. No, nobody know where death lies. But some people have gone. What is popping you? For you to have this, to have that, for a diamond necklace, a diamond ring, or what? One time it was those, what they call them? Wrist bracelet, diamond bracelet. I ain't never kept a bracelet anyway. I used to wear some necklace, but now I just wear scarves. Now I got plenty of scarves. I love scarves. I got all kinds of scarves. I got plenty of scarves because I love them. I don't wear jewelry. I don't wear a lot of jewelry. I don't know how to wear any jewelry. But I just wear my scarves that help bring out the clothes and help bring out the different colors. And some scarves are really pretty and blend in with the outfit. So I buy scarves. But you know, but some of y'all like necklace, earrings, you like jewelry, and I don't even like taking them up for rings. So then I time I put a ring on my thing, then I can find myself hidden. I don't realize I hit my hand as much until I put on the ring. Then every time I look around, I'm hitting my hand on something. I said, oh, Lord. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm just talking. But maybe somebody hear this and everything. I thank the Lord. And what is gaining a man and the whole world lose his soul? What is it? I mean, does that much money you're going to lose your soul for? Is that car worth you losing your soul for? Is that house worth you losing your soul for? And you have to stand before the judgment seat, and death's going to hit you on the shoulder and call your name and hear you done get sold out to the devil. Yeah, we got to wake up and smell the coffin. We got to wake up and smell the roses. We got to get a hold of ourselves, women. Women, we bad. Men do their thing, too. But women, it ridiculous. God wants the women to stay saved and hold the women and help one another. Oh my God. No, and these all fashion, we're making the designer rich with all these, they don't want no cheap person. I get cheap person. I'm not spending $5,000 and 20 and whatever for a press just because it said this is designer. You know, I buy me one of a cheap person that they look that out that design and go on, but just to happen. I'm not into designer thing. But you know, designer. I'm into Jesus. That's what I am, designer Jesus. That is my designer Jesus. Yeah, I like to look nice. Yes, I do. My love, I've got older now, so I don't. You know, I just try to look have this. Yeah, I used to win younger. I had some nice things. I said to myself, look decent when I went out. I wasn't ashamed. But yeah, but my designer is Jesus. I'm saying I'm paying up $39,000 for a purse to make him rich, and he living in a mansion, and I'm living in just an old neighbor house. He driving a fine car, running with all so many thousands of dollars a car, and he don't driving just an ordinary, you know, Toyota. No harm in it tonight. But no, I'm not gonna make those designer rich off of my money. And you can't even have a time they won't give you their autograph. Designer. You gonna sell out so we know so many us have sold out a soul for a designer this and designer that. No. I look just as good when I go out as anybody else. Don't bother me. My eyes is on Jesus, the high price. The high calling. Designer. Yeah. We set out for designer. Designer shoes. Is it wouldn't these shoes cost $2,000? No, I'm not paying $2,000 for a pair of shoes. I'm sure not. And your neighbor next door to you can't even pay their rent about to be set out though. Deliver me, Christian folks. Deliver me. Paying $2,000 and $5,000, $10,000 for a hat, can't wear. But to me, I can wear a hat no more than about twice a month. You know, wear a hat. You need something. You know, you need the whole outfit. No. When your mind on Jesus, God changed that idea. Yeah, you be nice, but look, don't get the fellow man beside you. The light's about to get cut off, or else it might be already cut off, and then they in the dark. No. God wants you to look nice. He wants you to drive nice. He wants you to smell good. Oh, but that's expensive. You felt a man that needs help crying out, Lord, meet the need, and we sit somewhere having ourselves a good time. And then sometimes God changes that person, help that person, but you don't do it. I know God had told people to help me when I first got started. I know he did. Because I was living, I was praying and crying out to the Lord. I know he did. But they did not do it. Don't tell me. I know how the game is played. I know. You know. The one lady told me with herself, the guy who was, one lady said, you know, God told me two weeks ago to help you. Okay, that was one. Then one lady said, God told me two times to help you. But, you know, we had so much going on in the church. I will never get there. So much going on in the church that, I didn't do it. But if she came again, I will. No. If he told you two times, he wants you to do it right then and now. Now, when you tell him. You know, she one of the main leaders. Oh, that's the temper. Yeah, they up leading. Yeah, the main leader. That's what the pastor got him up. The main leader. Oh, sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so. But what about the person sitting on the seat with you as you each Sunday, you're shaking hands. You know, used to be, how you doing, sister, brother? And then you don't feel the burden. You don't feel that they need help. Deliver me. Yeah, deliver me. I know. That's why you have to go through things so I can tell the story. I can tell the story how church folks do. Church people. Not some. Not the prostitute. I'm not talking about the prostitute now. I'm talking about church folks. I'm not talking about the pimp. I'm talking about the church people. How they do. How they do. How they do. And God let you go through. So don't you know what? You know, so you just look and just go on. That's why I can talk on this broadcast the way I know the story. Know the story. And some people are having a hard time. Having a hard time. We want to look good. Well, you know, you know nothing. No, you know nothing. And folks going through. And then you sitting back on your money and stuff. Sitting back on stuff. How many pair of shoes can you wear? How many dresses can you wear? How many suits can you wear one time? You got a closet full of suits. You know, you have a closet full of shoes. Yeah, I love it. I used to love a lot of shoes myself. Yeah. You love shoes. I love shoes. I love to wear them, different kind of shoes, you know. I love shoes. Depending on the outfit, I do. I know that. But I want to proud to give you. To give you a pair, to help you buy you a pair. You know, that's what it's all about. Yeah, this is Evangelista Harris. I want to see Jesus face to face. Nothing else matters but Jesus. My eyes is on Jesus. And that's what it is. They ain't putting no lot of mess. My eyes on Jesus. You get tired. Get tired. Get tired. I had me on this broadcast to tell the story. To tell a story, yeah. On his nothing, no mess, no nothing. Yeah. Don't you? So you know how it goes. My Lord.
Come on, put your hands together up in here tonight. As we bless the Lord, all my soul and everything that's within me, we will bless his holy name. Who came to bless him tonight? Hallelujah. We came to magnify the King of Kings, and Jesus, that's his name. He is so worthy of all the praise, oh, magnify. Magnify him, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my Lord. This is very heavy. Yes, I am. Some of you from Memphis, Tennessee, in the midst of this hurricane, probably quote hit Louisiana. My Lord, my God. We're going to pray for the people. Praise the Lord. The more than the ocean. Ooh. The curves and, ooh. I pray.
Yeah.
said it real bad. It plays playing bad. But y'all understood at the altar, at the altar, at the altar. Get our ass at the altar. My Lord, sit down there. We get up too soon. Get down too soon. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, I'm so glad that God would make a way somehow. Yes, he will. He would make a way somehow. He would make a way somehow. Yes, yes, yes. This is coming to you. This event better have coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you. But what you are to me in my life, Lord, to those that tune me in, bless them, Lord. Touch their body, touch their mind. Oh, touch their family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch their body. Those that rack them with pain, ease the pain. Take away the pain, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go to the nursing home. Bless and deliver, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that maybe be mistreated, Lord, or intervene. Let them get better service, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, someone feel like to throw it away, comfort their heart, send loved ones. No, they can't send loved ones right now, Lord, but they can send loved ones to sleep by them. In the name of Jesus, do Zoom on them, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch the sick and those in the hospital, in the nursing home, hospital, wherever they might be, in the operating room. Oh, God, move, move. move through this epidemic. Move, Father. Save and deliver, Lord, and heal in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Heal, touch, touch. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel it, know your anointing in the name of Jesus. Let them feel the anointing as they go forth, as they go bypass them, Father, as they go by them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch as I broadcast you over atmosphere in that through the atmosphere, Lord. Let it go far and near, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let people be blessed and delivered through this broadcast, Father, in the name of Jesus. You gave it to me, Lord. You gave me even the word, even the title of it, Lord. It's your broadcast. You gave it to me. I'm just an instrument that you use it for. God, use it for your glory. I want to use it for your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus, that people can be healed, people can be delivered on the anointing, Lord. Don't let self be glorified. Don't let it get in self, Lord, but in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, speak through me, Lord. Pray through me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, people can be healed and touched and delivered, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Work a supernatural here, in the name of Jesus. Those on the sound of my voice, you know what they need. You know what they're up against. Move, move, move. Move that mountain, Lord. Move that wall, in the name of Jesus. Raise that window, Lord. Raise that door. Open that door, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let the air come through. Let the air, the Holy Ghost, come through, Father, and move and direct and do as the Holy Ghost wants to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, move that mountain. Move that mountain. Move that mountain. And then I see, in the name of Jesus, you move that mountain that in their life. You move that mountain that in their pathway. You move that mountain, Lord, that they can't climb. In the name of Jesus, they can't climb the mountain, Lord. You got them high. You high, high. You got to move it, Lord. Move that mountain, Father, in the name of Jesus, that in their way. Move that mountain, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch those bodies. Touch those men and bodies, Father, in the name of Jesus. You don't want to can do it. You know what they is. You know. The ears and out. I break every cord. I cut the yoke in the name of Jesus. I'm bound. Untangle. Know that the Spirit had bound, the devil had bound and tied, got them all tied and tangled up. I break the cord. I cut the cord. I unwind the cord in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I set them free. Oh, I set them free in your name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch those eyes, how I see, in the name of Jesus. Those ears that they can hear. Hallelujah. Those mouths that touch the mouth that they can speak, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Those that have mental problems, hear that mind. Hear that mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hear the mind. In the name of Jesus. Touch the mind. Touch the mind. Touch the mind. See, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch the body. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord. The diabetes. They don't die out of it so many times a week. Heal, Lord, the kidney. The kidney. Give them, they need a new kidney. Let the kidney come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Do a new thing in their body. And I see in the name of Jesus. Purify the blood. Clean the blood, Lord. Clean the blood. Clean the blood. Those who got digestive problems. Oh, the stomach problems. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Do operation in the stomach, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Can't digest the food. Food won't stay on the stomach. Oh, Father. In the name of Jesus. You're a doctor. You're a doctor in the sick room. You're a doctor, Lord. You're a doctor, Father, for him, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Meet the need. Meet the need. Meet the need. In the name of Jesus. Meet the need, Lord. Meet the need. Oh, let them cry out to you, Lord. Only you can meet it. Only you can meet it. Oh, in many different ways, Lord. Oh, touch people's heart to bless. Touch people's heart to bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give transportation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give rides, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give bus fare, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name, let us stop being so selfish. Let us stop being so selfish. Think about ourselves all the time, but think about our fellow man, in the name of Jesus. Put love in our heart, Lord. Save us, Lord. Come in and save us. Put love in our heart, Lord. Oh, not animosity, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Put the love of Jesus in our heart. Oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Put that love. We need that love, Lord. We need that love, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Put love in our heart, Lord, for their hatred and bitterness and anger and jealousy. Oh, God, change our heart. Change our mind. In the name of Jesus, touch these bodies. Touch these bodies, Lord. In the sea, in the name of Jesus, that heart murmur, that heart problem, on the hot sea, in the name of Jesus, that back problem, and on the hot sea, in the name of Jesus, oh God, touch Lord, oh the knees, the legs and the knees and the ankles and the feet and the toes, oh God, move, touch Holy Spirit, oh do the operating on them, do the operating on them, Lord, operate on them. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Those that need to be saved, saved, Lord. Touch their heart, touch their mind. They want to give their heart to you, Lord. You're soon to come. You're soon to come. People dying by the wayside. Hallelujah. Don't let them die and let heaven accept you as they save me, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Move in my behalf. Move, Lord, in my behalf. In the now, see, in the name of Jesus, make me what you want me to be. Anoint me no more, Lord. Anoint me no more. Anoint me no more, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take me high in this prayer. Take me high in this prayer, Father. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. I want to touch you, Lord. I want to touch you, Lord. Yeah, in the hot seat. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want to touch you, Lord. Hide me high. Hide me, Lord. Under the sea, eat of your soul, under the sun, under the sea, in the name of Jesus. Only you can do it, Lord. Only you can do it, Lord. Under the sea, eat of your sea, in the soul, in the soul, in the heart, in the sea, in the sinner, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need you, Lord. Under the sun, under the heart, in the sea, under the heart, under the soul. In the name of Jesus, I need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. They need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. On the sound of my voice, Lord, you move wherever they may be, wherever they listen to me, wherever they listen to me, whoever hear me, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Save them, Lord. Those that not say, heal, Lord. Those that need healing, touch, Lord. Touch, touch, touch. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I'm just an instrument for you, this instrument for your glory. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Oh, draw back spirit. I come against the draw back spirit, Lord. I need to come forth in you, Lord. High in you. Take me high in you, Lord. Under the eyes, see. Don't let yourself be glorified. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I give it to you. I give myself to you. Under the eyes, soul. Even the eyes, see. In the name of Jesus. Take me high in your high. Under the eyes, son, the high. Even the eyes, see. Under the eyes, there's more. There's more. There's more. Under the eyes, see. Even the eyes, soul. In the name of Jesus, that's higher, they're higher, they're higher. Under the sea, healing our soul. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I see. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Under the sea, healing our soul, yeah. Healing our sea, healing our sea, healing our heart. Bless those preachers, Lord. They need that finance. Bless those finances, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That people start to give, Lord. Hallelujah. Meet the need, meet the need, meet the need of the different churches, and Lord. They're crying out to you. They need, the Lord, they need financial help. They need help, Lord. They need help. Those that are called by your name. Those that are your true ministers. Your true churches. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless them. Bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touch them. Open up the people, possible persons. Open up their heart to give, to give, to give. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless my church, Father. In the name of Jesus. Bless my church, Lord. In the name of bless my pastor, Lord. Bless my bishop, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. All the music I'm playing on this air, I did not own the copyright to it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God is so good. God is so good. Oh, yes, Lord.
I tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yeah. yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain. Tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel. I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No, no. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh, then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Yes, you did.
Hollered help, cause I was lost.
And then I felt a strong wind.
And I heard a voice say,
the storm is over.
The storm is over now.
I can feel the sunshine. Of my battle, all hope's gone.
Nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line. But no.
Then I climbed the hill.
I'm going to have a few more minutes. I thank the Lord for those tuning in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for you all tuning in. My event better have post office box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee 38175. Post office box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee 38175. That's my post office box. Praise the Lord. Tune me in every Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. The Lord said the same. I want to meet you there. I want to meet you at this particular time, and I want to be here at this particular time, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. I want you to be listening to me, praying for the evangelist, Betty Harris, praying for me, pray for me. I need you. I'm a woman wanting to serve God. I want to do what He wants me to do. The servants of the Lord, just a servant. In the name of Jesus, He gave it to me. I didn't ask for it. He gave it to me. He dropped it in my lap. What can I do but take it and run with it? I got this ball. I got to run with it. I'm running for my life, and I can't stop. I can't carry it. I'm running for my life, and then I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Name of Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. He's good, He's good, He's good. My Lord. That's so good. My Lord. That's so good. Praise the Lord.